Time to take a look at the day that was. And today, of course, 23 August. And we take a look at the charts of the year 1980. 23rd of August, 1980. At position number 7 and climbing very quickly, one of the signature tunes of the tail end of the disco era, the Village People. I paid my dues. But we'll get to Queen a little bit later on. Let's first do the Village People. And this is the song we're talking about. It is one called Can't Stop the Music. The Village People at position number 15 and rising quickly on the South African and Namibian charts in 1980 on this day.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are swaying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can't you hear it coming your way if you stay? Music in our walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it would be tragic. Can't you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes the world go around. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold snow. Tell the trees don't grow. Tell the wind don't blow. 'Cause it's easy. The world began. The beat is gonna get you. Beat is gonna get you. Music for the blues, for your dancing shoes. There's music in the way that we kiss. We can't resist. Moving through the trees, buzzing with the bees. The sound is getting louder. Sound is getting louder. Music when we play, when we kneel to pray. There's music. Try not to feel the pain, though you try in vain. It's what she's feeling. No, you can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Change the master plan. Take the home from man. But that's easier to do. On the radio, on every TV show, for each and every reason, each and every season. Music when we love.
This is the day that was 23rd of August 1980. That one was on the charts and rising very, very rapidly. That was one of their last hits. That was, of course, the Village People on over 103.5 on the day that was. Let's take a look at some other events that happened on this day back in the day. For example, on this day in 1933, the very first televised boxing match took place, a six-round exhibition match at Broadcasting House in London between two middleweights. On this day in 1994, Jeff Buckley released his album Grace, featuring the very, very famous, some people say the best version of that song. Of course, the song we're talking about is Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And then, very important date for Queen fans. On this day in 2007, Brian May of Queen gets a degree from London's Imperial College. Now, it's not one of those honorary degrees either. He earned a PhD in astrophysics. He would have gotten it sooner, but he was off being a rock star. A full 36 years after abandoning his studies to tour the world with Queen, Dr. Brian May hands in his 48,000-word thesis at the age of 60. He had re-registered in 2006 after being contacted by Michael Bowman Robinson, the head of astrophysics at Imperial College London, who had heard him speaking in interviews about his desire to complete his doctorate. Yeah, he was doing all of that. The topic for his original studies between 1970 and 1974 was studies on the kinematics of the zodiacal dust cloud made from the island of Tenerife. Okay, no idea what that's all about. But of course, you know, he was busy the rest of the time being a rock star.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I'm
taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friend.
Belated congratulations to Dr. Brian May about his doctorate in astrophysics. One more look at the charts from South Africa and Namibia on this day in 1980. A song that was at position number 5 and moving up rapidly as well is a song called Take That Look Off Your Face. Now, that was the title of a song by Andrew Lloyd Webber together with Don Black. It was from a musical called Tell Me on a Sunday, which was released in 1978. So Tell Me on a Sunday was also a hit song from that musical, but it was a massive hit worldwide for Marty Webb. She did the song called Tell Me on a Sunday and also Take That Look Off Your Face from that musical.
You must be mistaken, it couldn't happen. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken, I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants. I'd know if we hadn't gone.
Take that look off your face.
Take that look off your face.
I can see through your smile.
I can see through your smile.
You would love to be right. I bet you need to sleep good last night. Couldn't wait to bring all that bad news to my door. Well, I've got news for you. I knew before.
Close my eyes, there's only a woman can.
Though I didn't dig deep,
though I didn't dig deep,
I did not wanna know,
I did not wanna know.
Well, you don't interfere when you're scared of the things you might need. When he's back, you think I will end it right there and then. Well, my fair weather friend,
you're wrong again.